Good morning, everyone. I truly apologize for my tardiness, but for whatever reason, it did not want to connect to my laptop. So here I am on my phone trying to make this happen to give y'all this Neff Nugget this morning. So the title of this Neff Nugget is do you know what your time wasters are? So that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about what are your time wasters. You know, when you show up to your business every day, with your arm, with your things to do list and what you're going to accomplish for that day. And the next thing you know, 8 hours is up and you're like, where did my time go? What have I actually accomplished today? And I understand this happens more often than not, especially when you're in business full time, because your family and friends just think you're sitting at home on the couch, binge watching movies and eating bonbons and just hanging out. So then all of a sudden they want to put things on your plate. They want to say, well, can you meet this repair person? Or can we just hang out today? Or can we go to lunch today? And the list goes on and on about the things that your friends and your family start asking you to participate in once you have decided to run your business full time. Risk it all, trust God, and run your business full time. So what happens is, when you do that, when you're allowing them to take up your time, then that's time you're taking away from building your business and doing what you need to do to ensure that you leave that legacy, build that empire, be able to support your family and yourself with your dream, right? So I know how hard that can be. You know, you're trying to build a business, but at the same time, you're trying to be a friend. But I'm telling you, is you need to build the business, right? You need to be ensure that you're being very mindful of how you're spending your time, right? And One thing I always say is everything can be replaced except for time wasted. We all get 24 hours in a day, but once that time is gone, it is gone. And you need to be mindful of how you're spending your time, especially when you're building your business, right? You got to ensure that you're getting taken care of all the things, because generally you don't have a team yet. You're working by yourself. You have to be admin. You have to be customer service. You have to be social media manager. You have to be the coach and work with your clients. You have to do all the things. Good morning, Leslie. How are you? I'm glad to know that Garv is doing well. He was in my prayers during that time. So I want you to ensure that one thing that you do to kind of see where you may be spending your time that's not being very useful to you is do time logging, right? Just take a day or take a week where you're writing down every business hour that you're doing. What are you doing during that time? And that's one good way and one tip where you can find out where you're spending your time. And if you're spending your time the way you need to be spending your time in order to build your business, if for whatever reason, this is something, hey, Mimi, this is something that you need some assistance with, please comment below. I have a special offer just for those individuals that's like, you know what, Neff, I understand. I'm, you know, spending all these hours and spending all this time, but I'm not getting the return that I need to get return on, and I need some structure in my time. And so I would love to help you out with that. So that's your one tip for today. Do some time logging. Next time you're spending time in your business, or next time you go into your business, write down everything that you're doing in that time. And by doing so, you can find out what your time wasters is. So until the next time, remember, I believe you should have a business bank account that reflects all the long hours, sleepless nights, and countless sacrifices that you have made. Hey, Lanita, how are you doing? And until the next time, God bless and have a great day. Bye.